For beloved, zahav, kol do, any type of gold is good. You don't have to have pure gold for this part. This will get dirty anyway. Kamashla, no. Even the pair of the lamp also has to have zahav tor. That's the chiddush over here. The nechnamni was not made from one piece. He holds that only the menorah itself was made from one piece of gold, but the other things in the menorah still was made from its own piece of gold, and therefore could be mamish be made to take off. All right, we'll stop here. Here we're holding that Peitzes that would have on top. Again, it says in the Mishnah that Chatzi Luk Shem Lepeida. Why did they have a Chatzi, a measuring cup of a Chatzi Alub? So Mishnah says that was for the Shemen of a Teida. And Huadin was also for the Mayim of a Saita. Now the Gemara explains. Tani we learned. Rabbi Akiva Reiner. Ma Tamu Leimer Ba Shemen Ba Shemen Shnei Pomim. How come it says the word twice? Bashemin b'shemin. Rashi says there's chalos matzos glulos b'shemin, or a kikei matzos meshuchim b'shemin. Would be enough to say it one time. Why is that to say by the chalos, by the matzos of the teider two times? Samar says ilu le'nemer ela b'shemin echad. If anyone would have said the word b'shemin once, ha'yisiem I would have said ha'reyu kachol ha'menoches. If I gave any other mincham, le'lug all you have to have is just one lug of shemin for the matzos. But after Shekosa Bashemin Bashemin, now that it says twice the word Bashemin Bashemin, have a ribu yach a ribu, it's a ribu yach a ribu, and the klal then is, v'yein ribu yach a ribu, elo lamayit, it takes it away, so you don't have to have a whole lug, but it's enough to have a chati lug shemin is enough. If miyat hakos of a chati lug, there's a miyat hakos to say it's enough to have a chati lug shemin for the chalais of the taita. In other words, for the three minim of matzos, it's enough to have between, for all three minim, only a chatzi lug of shemen. So notice the question is, the true what you're saying, ribu yach a ribui, lechura chad ribui, it's only one ribui, like one word by shemen you need. It's only one extra word by shemen, so it's only one ribui. So we'll say like this better. Ela rather ilu le'nema b'shemen kolikra. If we wouldn't have said the word b'shemen altogether, ha'yisiyim, I would have said ha'reyu kachol ha'menoches. It's like any other mincha. I would have known by itself a lug. That's enough to have a lug. Achshav shenema b'shemen b'shemen. Now it says the word b'shemen b'shemen twice. Have a ribu yach a ribu. And now the klal is rein ribu yach a ribu. Ela lamayit. So it's the klal now. It's a ribu yach a ribu. Ela lamayit. And therefore we say miyatu ha'kosav l'chati lug. The pasuk took it down to be chayv only for chatzi lug. Now the Gemara says, "Yochel, I would have thought to say yechatzi lug ze mischalik lishloshes minim lechalis ulurikikun ulurivichom." I would have thought to say, "Now this chatzi lug of shemen should be divided up equally between the three different minim of the chalis of the matzis that are brought for the taidom." Now there's really there are four minim, but one is chametz. That one does not have shemen, but the other three matzis, they should have altogether a chati lug of shemen. Tishuim, when the pasuk says ba shemen beravicha, it says an extra word ba shemen by the ravicha when you scold the flower. Is shem tamaloyma? It didn't have to say it. So ribui shemen ravicha. The reason why the pasuk says it teaches us you have to have a little bit more shemen by the ravicha. So how does it come out? It comes out like this: mevi chati lug shemen. Bring taka a chatzi lug of shemen for the lach mei toida, the chaytseyu, and divide it in half. So chatzi of lechalus rakikin, half of this, in other words, a quarter of the lug of shemen is used in the 10 chalus and the 10 rakikin. The chatzi of the other half of the chatzi lug, the other quarter of the lug, is the ravicha. It's meant for the ravicha. That's how we divide up the shemen. Oh, malo Reb Lezer ben Azayo. Akiva, she said back to Akiva, imato mar b'kola yom kule b'shemen b'shemen, en yishemen l'cho. If you want it on, to have drushes, to have more shemen, I won't listen to you. El around the cloud is like this, chati luk shemen l'toida. There's a chati luk shemen brought for the toida. Or revius shemen l'nozir, v'yechur osa yom shebein nido l'nido, halok l'moshim yisinai. As Yagaz on the Kiva and says, you can't learn out this drosha from these psukim over here to say that you have a chatzi lug shemen for the toidor. but rather he holds it's halacha l'mashim Sinai, that these three halachas, that's that you have to have a chatzi luk shemen for the mincha for the toida, and reviyah shemen l'nozir, and the halachas of 11 days, means after an isha finishes her nidus, when she sees down first, she's tummy midiraisa for 7 days, whether she sees then or doesn't see those 7 days, then after the 7 days are up, for the next 11 days midiraisa, then she could become a zava, meaning if she'll see 3 days straight in a row, she becomes a zava. That's when she needs Zayin Nekiyim Midiraisa. So these halachas are halachas l'moshe m'Sinai. And Rashi says, the halacha goes on, that you say chetzev al achalos and chetzev al revucham, that's not from the mikra, from Sukkim, but rather that's from halachas l'moshe m'Sinai. Now it says, the lug hoyim oideid, they used to measure it in a lug. The chol ha-menachas, the Mishnah says, all the menachas, every mincha had one lug of shemen. And then it was a machlokes. Let's say you bring 60 isorin. So Tanakama says you have to have 60 lugs of shemen. And Lezer Ben Yaakov is one that says no, that all you have to have is just one lug of shemen. So Mura says Tan Rabbanan that the mitzera oni ksiv, by when the mitzera is an oni, when you have to bring his mincha, so it says isorin bolul, you have to have isorin mixed velug. It has to be mixed with the lug of shemen. Is limud al yisor shatana lug. This is the limud that an yisor and a flower from mincha has to have one lug of shemen mixed into it. Divrei chachamim. These are the words of the chachamim. Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Lezaimim, they both say no. Afilu mincha shashishim esreinim. Ein lo el luga. No matter how many esreinim you have for this mincha, no matter how many you want to be menadif to bring, as long as it's in one mincha, one kli, all you have to have is just one lug of shemen. Why? Shneimer the pasuk says, la mincha velug shemen. Mashma, no matter how big this mincha is, you do not need more than one lug of shemen. Samara says, Rav Nechemya Rav Leza, hai yisorin bolol, velug may avdalei. What do they do with this pasuk, this mashma, for every yisorin of flour, you have to have a lug of shemen? Samara says, ahu legufei. The Kama Rachman, the Torah says, Laisi chad yisorin, to bring one yisorin, and with that you have to have one lug. Now, no matter how many more yisorin you bring, still you only need one lug. But the pasuk is coming to teach us nikaradin that a normal mincha needs one yisorin of flour, and one with that, when with that one yisorin of flour, you have to have a lug of shemen. Samara says viduch the other man the yama lagufu leitzarik. We don't need the pasuk lagufu for itself. The Rebbe is that no matter how many esreinim you have, all you need is just one lug of shemen. Why don't we need the pasuk legufei? Midigola rachmona gavi mitzera. Since the pasuk says by a mitzera, gimel kabonis, the gimel esreinis. You have to have three kabonis and three esreinim. Is hocho, techad korbin, chad yisaren. Mainly here by an oni, pshita, since there's only one korbin, you only have to have one yisaren. So only this special pasuk, so the Rebbe is to teach us that no matter how many menachas you have, how many yisraelim you have, you only have to have one shemen, one lug of shemen. V'yidach no, it's v'chthuli the pasuk legufei. Because otherwise, salkot ayat v'chaminach, I would have thought to say, hoyo v'chas rachmon olayu. Since the Torah had rachmonos on him, on this mitzvah that's an oni, to bring him in chom, lasu yibedalas, eim lali boy minei klal, maybe you don't have to have shemen altogether, it's kamashmo, no, still you have to have a lug shemen. Viduch, the other man, the Yomos, the Gamal Yashchan, you don't find any mincha that comes without a shemen, so pshit, you have to have shemen there. For Rabbonin now, hai la mincha v'lug shemen mayavdilei, what do they do with this pasuk of la mincha, which is mashma, according to Nechemya, that no matter how big the mincha is, no matter how many yisraelim you have there, all you have to have is just one lug of shemen, so what do they do with this? And the Gemara, who, l'misnadev mincha, if somebody is misnadev to bring a mincha, should not bring less than something needs a lug. O mani, what is it, isorin? There's the least amount of a mincha that you can menadif to bring is one isorin of flour, and with that isorin of flour, you have to have one lug of shemen. Vidach, what's the other man you have to do with this? Tati shamen minoy, you can hear two things from this pasuk of la mincha of a lug shemen. You can hear two things. First of all, that a mincha has to be at least an isorin. And then secondly, no matter how many esreinis of flour you want to be menadif to bring for your mincha, still all you have to have is just one lug of shemen. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah that Shisha Lepar, he has to have six lugim, which is a chatziyahin for the nesochim of a par. Arbol ayil, you have to have four lugim, which is a shlish of a hin for an ayil. And shlosh lekeves, you have to have three lugim, which is a quarter of a hin for the keves. We know, and how do we know this from? The Gemara says this too, because the pasuk says, v'nizkeyem chatziyahin yil par. It says clearly that for par, the nesochim have to be a chatziyahin. And hin is trace a lugi heaven. A hin itself was 12 lugim. Therefore, chati lug is six. So you have to have six lugim of shemen for this mincha. The Chassid, the pasuk says, shemen zayis hin, or shemen zayis was a hin. The Chassid says, shemen mishchas kodesh yizeh, lilu darasechim. This shemen a mishcha, it says the word zeh, and we dash in zeh is bigamatria trace to heaven. It was 12. So therefore, here it's a chatzia hin, which you have to have six lugim for the mincha of a par. Now, shloish the mishten zorob, shloish shomachzum lemenorah. You have to have 3.5 lugim for the menorah. Why? Because chati lug, lechol ner, every ner had to have a chati lug. Minon emili, how do we know this from? The Torah Rabban learned like this, may erev ad the boiker. Meaning to say, tain lo midosa, put enough oil inside the menorah, shetehedo lekes melekes, it should burn and go on, meyerav ad boiker, from evening until the morning. So rach, another pshat is, meyerav ad boiker. Ein lo chua avoyde shekshara meyerav ad boiker. No other avoyde is kosher to do from evening until morning, el zubavad, only that lekes of an eris. Now, vishir chom, the chom gave vishir, chati lug. That's how much shemen you have to have a chati lug. Meyot of yatsak, from evening until the morning. That's the shear of a chatilug. Ikudiyami, some say, milamalu lamato, the shear is from upwards, downwards. Milamalu lamato shearai. Ikudiyami, some say, no, mimato lamala shearai. They did it from down upwards. Man diyama, mimato lamala, from down upwards, shearai, is a tairachosam, a monisha Yisrael. The Torah had rachmonis on the money of Klai Yisrael. Well, man diyama, the one that says, though, mimal lamato, a lot, and then go downwards, Shirah, why? Because Eina Nius, Pemokam Ashirus. In the base of Midrash, we're acting like Ashirah, Molochim, we do not act stingy to be like an Onizir. Now, exactly what this means is, like, how do they figure out how much Shemen burns the whole night? So, Oman Yama says, first they put in a lot of Shemen, and let it burn out the night, and they saw the next morning there was still some Shemen left over. So, next day they did less and less and less until they finally got the exact measurement. So, that's the pshat from Eina Nius, Pemokam Ashirus, that you have to start out with a lot. And the other man, the Amos says, no, a terror, a chos, a moinish, a yisro, means the beginning they put a little bit shemen. And they saw that did not light the whole night. So they added, the next day they added some more shemen, and more, that will finally both ways to come out to a chatzilug. A chatzilug of shemen, that's how much shemen there will be stay lit for the whole night. Now the Mishnah says, mo'ovin nischei eirim, v'nischei porim, you can mix up the nesochim of a par with the nesochim of an ayil. In other words, both menochis you can mix up together because both of the blilus were shavah. Because they had shnei lugim shemen, li sar and solos, for each sar and a flower, there was two lugim of shemen. Because the nesochim of a par used to bring 3 asrenim of solos, and used to have 6 lugim of shemen, so 2 to 1. And the mincha nesochim shel ayil was only shnei asrenim, and used to have 4 lugim. So kitz proportionally was 2 lugim of shemen, fishy sar and a flower. Therefore, they could be mixed up. So again, the Mishnah says, ma'orvin nischei elim, the mincha comes with an ayil, could be mixed up with the nesochim, with the mincha that comes with a par. Nischei kvosim and nischei kvosim sheyochem v'shaltibur, and who are then the nesochim that's brought with the keves, with the korban olah, could be mixed up, a sheyochem v'shaltibur. Because by the kvosim, every mincha comes one isar in a flower with shloisha lugim shemen. Therefore, they get mixed up. It's not bottle, it's okay.